Hello, everybody. How are you? Today, I'm going to talk about this natural therapy that it helps your muscles, your pain, your joints. So a friend of mine, we are discovering through exposure and curiosity some natural therapies, and invited me to this healing natural way by water. So we went to the place, it was called Balance Load here in Redwood City, California. And we went there. So they have 2-3 techniques there. One is the cold jacuzzi. It's a really, really cold temperatures. I think I saw 325 below, something like that. It's super cold. And then it's the infrared sauna right next to it. And then there is the sensory deprivation flow therapy. That one I haven't done it. I might do it, and I might do a podcast about. But I just want to tell you what I experienced. So I had 4 pregnancies in my life. I always count the baby. I lost one during, I was 2 months pregnant, and they did clean my womb. And then I got pregnant from my third child, pretty fast, but because I didn't need it, because I was getting really depressed, and so I lost the baby, and I was getting really sad, and I wanted a baby right away, so I was able to get over, the loss. And my son John, he's a strong boy. Sometimes I think he just went up and get a little more darker, and now he came back. But so this baby that I lost, I call Angel, and maybe I didn't cry it enough, I think. So anyways, why am I saying this? It will be related to what I experienced. So I went to this place, right, and I was coming from work, so I didn't have any clothes more than my bra and my panty, and so I went first in the cold jacuzzi, super cold jacuzzi. And it's for 55 minutes, I believe, the therapy. And then you have to be in the cold water for 2 minutes. And then we'll jump in the infrared sauna for another 20 minutes and went back to the cold and back to the infrared, back to the cold and back to the infrared, and then out of the cold. But I went to the infrared after. Well, at first I was like, what puta, this is too much, what puta. Yeah, I know, I said a lot of bad words in Spanish all the time. So when I was like, oh my God, this is too cold, I cannot make it. And then I received some, reassurement and empowered words like, yes, you can do it, come on, let's do it, right up. And then we went down, it was cold, but I felt, even my skin is so good for your skin, for your natural skin. You feel it so moist. I believe I totally tell you that after that, my skin and my face, I feel it super good feeling about it. So I was like, wow, my skin, it feels good. It feels rehydrated. And you can feel in your muscles, all the exact areas where it's pain, you can feel when the cold hits. It's just the muscle, contract, right? And so the muscles start contracting. And then I went to the infrared. I was there for 1 hour. Eventually, I was like, I feel like I'm done. I don't know why. When it's almost too much, I'm like, I'm ready to quit. But then it's a little, and I just realized that I need a little, a small push to say, just keep going. And I'm like, okay. Sometimes, and that happens in my normal life, stress sometimes gets to the point that I'm like, I feel like I'm quitting. And then if I see, or if I, even from somebody or for me, we try to keep going, I can continue going. So that's just self-awareness that I discovered. But then when I moved from the hot sauna, the infrared sauna, and there are some beautiful colors, depending on the color, it will detox, it will help you with swollen and everything. But that one, that's true, the red color, sometimes it heals, like I have seen before, when I was having a massage from some therapist, they do always use the infrared color in my back. Well, anyways, but yes, definitely heals. I like the purple too. And so after, when I jumped back to the cold, then my womb got too contracted that I start feeling like contractions. I just remember the time where I was having my babies. I had my three babies at natural birth. And exactly that feeling I felt in my womb, like, and I was like, oh, I feel like I'm having a baby right now. You know, and I know I'm so drama. Total drama. But then I felt like there was something in my soul that I didn't maybe address in that moment, that it just bring me back the memory of the baby that I lost, that I always count him. I say I had four babies, you know. So, Angel, I think like I never cry Angel enough. And when this person asked me, I say, what happened? And I say, I just feel like it brought back memories to my son, you know, the baby that I lost. And my voice just, it goes like whisper. You know, when you're crying, the voice, I don't, that's so interesting. When you cry, your voice goes quiet, you know. And it's like, you're talking like this. But, and I overthink too much sometimes. No, not overthink too much, but I overthink in why I felt those things and how this therapy brought feelings of a loss, right? And, like, maybe my, 'cause it was so right away. Like, I felt the symptoms, and immediately my brain brought back the memory of Angel, and I started crying immediately. So there are some things that maybe I didn't heal when I lose him, right? But after that, talking about this natural therapy, my muscles felt different. My body felt more, how can I say, humectado, like moist, that's the correct word, more moist. And I did enjoy that about the body, you know, how the body reacts to different temperatures. I was having a lot of pain in my lower back, and I wonder, because, you know, there are a lot of pain that is asymptomatic, and just the fact maybe of releasing that loss by this therapy, it did help me to release some pain that was there, that some asymptomatic pain turned, like, you know, like sometimes the things that you don't think, sometimes it became illness, right? But that's why I wonder if there was something in my soul that I didn't heal from losing my son, and that I was able to address through this therapy, you know. And even the fact of the boys, losing my voice when I thought about him, it just brought me awareness. It made me heal slowly. And so I wanted to share this with you guys, how this natural therapy made me aware of some pain in my loss that I was not able to see before. But through this therapy, I was able to discover how I was still, there is still pain, obviously, because when it's no more pain, when you let it go, you can remember, I feel like, without crying too much. But then when it's pain, obviously, there is some feelings there. So, just wanted to let you know this. It was really good therapy for my muscles, for my body, for my soul. I totally recommend it. If you are able to do this and you have a lot of pain, physical pain in your lower back, in your joints, in any part of your body, I believe this is amazing. Just to rotate temperatures and be around there, it's just great. So just wanted to share with you that. Thank you to the people that tells me or gives me more ideas what type of therapies to do. And hope you like this. Have a good day. Have a good day. And one thing that I'm going to tell you is, like, people can give up on you, but remember, never give up on yourself, okay? That's the message that I always say. Like, you will receive so much criticism, so much people, haters around you. Just don't listen, but never give up on you. Take care.